This is Nancy Beeman. Today's date is September 15, 1972. The time is 9:30 a.m. I will be interviewing Madge Bliss Alger of Saginaw, daughter of Fred H. Bliss. Topics to be discussed are the founding of International Business College of Saginaw, establishment of Bliss Publishing Company, and the Big Fire of 1861.
Madge, would you first tell us as much as you can remember about your father and about the setting up of the business college there in Saginaw?
Well, some of it was brought to my mind lately. My son discovered, it was a long davenport. It wasn't a fancy one like they have nowadays. But he had had one on the other end of his office so that if people wanted to wait to see him, they could sit down in comfort while they waited. And he had this at the end of the his office there. Mm-hmm. He had this big davenport.
Now, where was the business college located?
It was on, that would be north Franklin, wouldn't it? That anything north of Genesee.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the first block,
mm-hmm.
in the middle, about the middle of it.
Now, do you recall what year he started the college?
Well, I kind of think it was about the time I came to town or something like that when they came. Oh, it must, I don't know, but sometime I arrived in 85,
mm-hmm.
and I arrived not too long after he got his business college all going,
mm-hmm.
and they rented an apartment over near the St. Mary's Hospital at that time,
mm-hmm.
and...
Well, now, how old were you when you came to Saginaw?
Well, I'd have to subtract. I came into the kindergarten. I can remember that after I came to Saginaw up here at this, it used to be the Stone School.
Mm-hmm.
But I whispered too much.
Uh-oh.
And they sent me home.
Now,
but of course, I went to the Stone School then as long as it lasted. And that was from the kindergarten through the eighth grade, I guess, as I remember it. And I had a very nice teacher in the eighth grade that gave me a good foundation in grammar and things like that, which you don't always get.
Mm-hmm. Now, this would have been, well, you must have been around 4 or 5 years old then.
Well, I don't know, 5 or 6 when I went to kindergarten up here at the Stone School.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I liked it, but I whispered too much and things like that. I was so short-minded, I guess.
All right, now you say that your father ran the school and your mother taught there.
My mother took, she's typewriting and shorthand and grammar and all those things. And my father had been to a somewhere, and he started school in the high school. He graduated from the high school in Conneaut, Ohio. And then after that, he went to some college. I am not sure. It wasn't Michigan. As I remember things, it just seems as though it were in Indiana, but I can't say that.
Now, I understand that this was not the only business college that he set up. How many more were there?
Well, he kept to that one. He kept it a business college when I was married. Why, he took my husband into partnership, Francis Alger. Mm-hmm. I had other things on my mind at that time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But he took him in, and he could do some of the work there. And he, as I remembered at that time, they had offices along the wall where the where the ones at their desk would have to go to get help on their things and so forth. And there was that big Davenport at one, it had made a great impression on me at one end of the office at as I remember, the YW, now that's right, isn't it, for the ladies, what they had in the beginning.
Yeah, YWCA. It
was on the floor underneath the college.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about Saginaw when you were a child, as much as you can remember about it?
Well, that fire over on the east side, that made the biggest impression on me. You see, the sparks blew. They had a sawmill on the river, and the sparks blew up into the residence section and just set things going. And they called all the businessmen from downtown to come to the, it must have been hospital there.
St. Mary's
Hospital, so that they could keep a hose on the hospital all the time.
Now, how much damage was done by that fire? Quite a bit?
Well, St. Mary's was saved, as I remember it. And there's some things I do not remember. At that time, before my father built his house, he rented an apartment there on, it was right near St. Mary's Hospital. I guess the first building north of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much were all of the homes then between the waterfront and the hospital destroyed?
Most of them, yes. A lot of them. It was, just like that poor dog that was caught up and went up a tree to get out of it. And I went the next day. My father took me down there, and there was that dog right up in the tree, but he had too much of it.
Yeah. Well, now, how far did it extend the other way? Now, you say it went from front to St. Mary's. Did it get down to the business district at all?
As I remember it, of course it did on the water and mm-hmm. some of those places along in there, but it just, as I remember, Jefferson, it didn't go beyond Jefferson. Mm-hmm. I just don't know much about that. They mm-hmm. took me over there the next day. I wasn't there when the fire mm-hmm. was raging. But my father must have started he came to Saginaw in 85. That was the year I came to town too. See the blaze, but to see smoke. The smoke came clear from the river. There were, I can't get the word I want, but factories right along the riverfront mm-hmm. on the east side. And it was that just spread right up towards Jefferson.
Well, then apparently the actual fire started in one of the sawmills?
Yes, that is, as I remember it. The sawdust and everything started down there.
What kind of fire engines did they have?
What?
What kind of fire engines did they have?
I just don't know, but they called all the businessmen in town to carry a hose and put the water on.
Was the bridge?
Because it went quite a distance along there on Jefferson. Mm. That was the nicest street in town at that time.
Did it go up towards the wards?
It didn't cross the water.
No.
It just went east.
Yeah. Did they have the bridge? Was the Genesee Street Bridge there then?
Oh, yes, after a fashion. And, one time I don't remember what caused it, whether it was the march of time, but when I was in high school, they had taken out the first, or I won't say it was the first, because I can't go back that far. But that was just a little, they had made just a path, taken them number and made a path across the water so that you could walk across. And I remember just about the time I graduated, I walked across this little wooden bridge. And it wasn't long before the water came and took it right out that same day.
Oh.
You were a young girl. I suppose a lot of people remember that. They, the fair we always have over on the east side in the fall. As I remember when that was over in the new part of town over here.
On the west side of town now.
At the north side.
Mm-hmm.
It was... one of the, it started at the main street going that way. But it was a big place and nice to go to. My folks took me out there.
Now, the main part of Saginaw was on the east side of the river. What was on the west side?
The business side was, I think I have read that it started on the west side, up at the west side.
As a business district, you mean?
Well, yes, but before it was completed or anything, now the Methodist church that I went to was an old church. I went to it up there on the when it was on Michigan. I can't remember. My memory isn't worth 2 cents. But
well, you were living down in the big old family home at that time.
Not when they had the. Yes, I was. My father had that house built then, because I can remember that. Before that, he had an apartment in the same block with St. Mary's Hospital.
Now, when did the publishing company start?
What?
When did his publishing company start?
Been underway ever since I can remember, really.
Well, now, was the print shop always behind the family home?
It wasn't in the beginning. That was later, I guess, after my husband joined the with him. That is, he gave him half interest when I was married. But my recollection of it is the second floor of that building in the first block, in the middle of that first block of Franklin. That's the second street up there, isn't it? And at that time, it seems to me that what is the name of the... Well, the girls and ladies, there was a whatever they call their was on the second. Oh, I want to, if it was either the first or the second, I know we had to climb stairs to get to the business college, and we were the uppermost ones.
Now, when he first started the school, approximately how many students did he have? Just a few, or were there quite a number?
Well, there was always students there. That is, they had the different subjects, and they were trained in each one of those. But I can remember that long string of typewriters they had in the typewriter room where they were all learning how to run a typewriter. That was off my father's office at that time. Of course, the typewriter is one of the most important things in business now, at that time. And my mother taught the typewriting and shorthand and grammar and all those things.
Now, can you recall, or have you heard maybe your mother or your father make any comment about the social life of Saginaw back in the late 18, I'll say from 1880 to 1900? What was the main entertainment in those days? I mean, today we have television. What did you do for entertainment back when you were a child?
I guess just books. We didn't have any, we had no television or anything like that. My folks had a good-sized library. That was important to both of them.
Well, now, when I mentioned social life, what were the activities that they participated in with other people outside the family?
Well, I'll tell you one thing my father do every year. They belonged to the Ames Church at that time, or they did go first to the Jefferson Avenue that over on the east side. But the one on this side came and told them it was his duty as a resident on the north side there where that he should have... I don't know whether they told him, but I know every summer he would have I presume the church put it on, an ice cream party on the big lawn there, north of the house that came along every year for the Ames Church would put it on.
Now, did they do much entertaining? Do you remember seeing much entertaining done in your home at that time?
Well, they were occupied with their business first and foremost. My mother had her share, and my father was always writing up articles that were to go in the paper or some magazine or something like that about the business college and so on. That started, I guess I came to town when I was about, when I was a small baby. I remember once my father and mother had gone to business college and I had a pretty new dress on. And I thought I'd improve it and I cut the whole front out.
Well, now, who took care of you then when your mother and father were both occupied?
They rented the second floor there in the same block where the hospital was. And there was a nice lady there downstairs then that was supposed to watch over me because I was small then.
Then I understand that your grandmother came and took care of you for a while too.
Yes, she did all the rest of her life. She was educated too. You could ask her and she'd always know the answers.
All right, now can you...
Her folks were quite well-to-do people. It's a well-known family, and I can't think of that name, that her father and mother, they were down in the southern part of Ohio. how he ever got up there to Kingsville, I don't know.
Now, can you tell me, or maybe you couldn't remember, I don't know. Can you tell me about your ancestry, or is this something that you can't remember too well?
I'm a member of the DAR. They gave me a panel of, when I got back last fall, or like that, and this, that I was a 50-year member of the DAR there in Saginaw. So I have that packed in my suitcase ready to take down south.
Now, I understand, well, being a member of the DAR, this indicates that your family goes back right to the beginning of America.
Mayflower, there are some of them coded on there. And then there was this French, I don't know just what his position was, but I can't... It goes back to his line, I know that. But I did have that all out on clear from the beginning, and I left it in my writing desk when I went, and I never saw it again. That is, just going right straight through from the time that my folks first came.
Now, I was wondering, do you recall, like you say, that back in the late 1800s, the main part of Saginaw was on the east side and there was some on the west side. Did it extend very far, or was it just a matter of a few blocks?
I have been told, it seems to me, that it was settled on the west side first, up at the west side.
All right, you're talking about what is now, say, Corton, Michigan.
Yes. And, but the business, there was good business and up there on the west side, too. They began to have stores, of course. That was after I was older that they took my attention.
Now, what was your main mode of travel at that time?
Oh, my father, I have heard him say that he bought the first or second Buick that was sold in Saginaw.
Then,
we went to Ohio in the auto and so forth, but I'll tell you something about Genesee Avenue. That was I don't know if you'd call it mud, but it was something. I remember that first trip. They were telephone poles very close to the edge of the road. And his automobile, I suppose it was his own thought about, he was afraid of running into the telephone pole, that he had to back up quite several times to get off of Genesee instead of running into the telephone pole that was so close to the edge of the road. That was the first time I went to Ohio that made that impression on me and sort of frightened me because I wasn't used to an automobile at that time. That we used to take trips. Well, when he got used to his mode of travel, we used to go all over Michigan from the one lake to another lake and take it all in.
Well, now,
and north, there used to be a boat that went from northern Michigan to Canada, and I remember I enjoyed that. And then, of course, now they have the bridge. But I've never been on that. And another funny thing that always struck me as strange, we went in Michigan, they had places, a night camp, I'll call it, that isn't what they called it, along near the shore for people to stay all night here in Michigan. But I remember one night, I was just trying to think whether we took, I don't think we took a boat this time, but we used to cross that little narrow strip there, take a boat across, and that was interesting. And then finally, of course, now they had the bridge, and I guess it was before they had, it was before the bridge. We didn't go over there after they got it so much. But they put up a tent. They had a, that always impressed me. In the center, they had a park there where we crossed. And I guess Dad had taken his, he had one of those tents that we used to take along to camp in. And he didn't know just where to put it when we got over into the Canada. But they, were told to put it right up in this park in the center of the city we crossed over into. Just everybody that has a chance to sleep all night in the park.
No. Now, were you the only child, or were there others?
I had one brother, 10 years younger than I. We were never companions, of course. He was interested in motorcycles, I believe. They got him a motorcycle, and that's all he thought about. And he did. I was just trying to think. There, he had trouble somewhere. I don't know whether it is his motorcycle or then they got him an automobile. But over there, there's a lot of railroad tracks on the east side. And, I won't say whether it was his motorcycle or his first auto they got for him. But things got scratched up from all those engines and things over there.
Can you tell me about the railroad yards? I know they used to be out on Potter Street. Now, well, as a child, did you ever go over and watch the engines or watch the trains come in?
Oh, I used to take lots of rides on going from the old Potter Street Depot, because we went back to Ohio every summer and spent the summer. And they had a nice restaurant, as I remember, there, too. Sort of different from what it became when they didn't have so much traffic.